A U.S. Army veteran, a carpenter, a police officer, a tradesman, and now a humanitarian.
I've just always been someone who maybe leaps before I look, perhaps.
Munster, Indiana resident Lauren Bookmeyer says his mission to lead a small group of volunteers to the Ukrainian border came from a long phone call with a friend he met when stationed in Germany.
During this conversation, I said, well, let me see if I can afford a plane ticket, over to Poland or Budapest, and then let's see what we can do.
By the next day, he created a nonprofit, a website, and a Facebook page, and money started coming in.
Our primary goal was to get to the border and start talking to people, find out, who was in charge, what the needs were, and how we could start putting our money to use.
They started in Slovakia, and within 24 hours, were sitting with the mayor and governor of Košice.
Initially, they said they would have a need for laundry services. So we said, okay, well, we know how to wash laundry, and we can purchase washing machines and dryers and, set up a laundry service.
His not-for-profit organization, Humankind Fund, has raised more than $26,000. And Bookmeyer says every cent goes to help those in need.
With us, nobody involved gets a salary. We the volunteers, all of us who went over there, the initial four of us, we paid for our own transportation. We paid for our own food.
He says the funds are helping provide 400 beds to refugees in Poland and Slovakia.
They have nothing. They have whatever they could, run out of their house with, a couple of backpacks, and usually, whatever minimal supplies they could grab for their children.
Bookmeyer says what keeps him going is the boots on the ground approach. He says that gives him an emotional connection to being aware of the Ukrainian needs.
People of all countries from everywhere, so concerned and willing to, give and help. That it does give you hope. It gives you renewed faith in mankind.
He says he hopes to return soon for another round of aid and to see all of those people who are now his extended family.
Maybe next time my wife will give me permission to actually help deliver some of these items into Ukraine, but we'll see.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Joe Wren.